All right. So the point this morning that I want you to understand and remember is that this is work. You can't just go to work, chase after your kids or whatever your hobbies are, and come home and expect your spouse to be there happy with bells on. It just doesn't work that way. You have to work. We have this thing in science called entropy. And unless you put energy into the system, entropy grows. Did you ever wonder why the room or the house becomes a mess unless you put entropy into it to clean it up? Right? You have to put energy into your relationship or your relationship becomes a mess. That's a scientific principle. Trust me, you can read about it, all right? So you got to put energy. It is work. It will not come easy. Another very important thing that I want you to remember is that your marriage is worth whatever it takes to make it work. Remember, your marriage relationship is second only to your relationship with God. That's right. The only time, and I want you to hear me, the only time that we need to be careful in saying the whatever it takes thing is whenever there's abuse involved. Whenever there's abuse. I don't want you to hear me saying that. God does not want anyone to live in fear. You understand what I'm saying? Let's say that together. God does not want anyone to live in fear. So what is the first thing we need to do? Do something that is out of the ordinary for each other. What are the three A's? Do you remember? They're on your sheet. What's one?
Affection.
Two?
Affirmation.
Three?
Apology.
And what are the three cues for you to ask each other? One?
How does my spouse love me?
Two? And three?
How do I want to be loved?
It's hard work. Are you willing to put in some work for your marriage?
Yes.
Are you willing to put in some work for your marriage?
Yes.
All right. I'll be honest with, until we as a society understand that our marriage relationship is second only to our relationship with God, marriages will be considered a throwaway thing. That's just the way it is. Until our society turns that around and we can help that, by the way, it will be seen as a thrown away item, marriage will be. Your marriage is worth whatever it takes to make it work and to be safe and a happy place for you and your spouse. All right, our scripture today, one last time, just to keep it fresh on our minds. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as they do their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one ever hates his own body, but he nourishes it and tenderly cares for it, just as Christ does for the church, because we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a great mystery. How about an amen there? This is a great mystery, and I'm applying it to Christ and the church. Each one of you, however, the Apostle Paul says, should love his wife as himself, and a wife should respect her husband. Let's pray. Dear God, we give you thanks and praise for this thing that we call marriage, this relationship between a husband and a wife. It brings so much joy to people, but on the other hand, Lord, it can also be so painful to us. We understand that you don't want it to be that way. Dear God, help us. Help us make our marriage or our future marriage what you intended it to be. Help it be what you called good in that creation story. Help us, Lord, love and respect one another and understand there's going to be bumpy roads, but celebrate the fact that with valleys comes mountains, God. We love you, and we celebrate your presence in our life. Help us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Next week, we're going to, like I said earlier, talk about the love of a lifetime, and I'm going to have several couples up here that we're going to be interviewing, and so it'll be interesting to see what happens. I'm excited to learn as well, but it is going to be a special sermon. Now, would you turn with me as we prepare for Holy Communion to I Come With Joy? It's number 617 as we stand together, if you're able. And let's do the first The third and the fourth stanza. I believe there's four stanzas, isn't there? First, third, and fourth stanza.